The bell over the door sang. It always did. But this time, the sound cut through the cafe, like a blade sliding into velvet, and suddenly everything slowed. I didn't look up at first. I was still sealing the lid on the cup, still smiling politely at the customer, still basking in the buzz of a caffeine and sugar and safety. But I felt it. The shift. The presence. The air felt heavier. Still warm, but different. Like a thunderstorm in the middle of August, pressing down, begging to break. Then I looked up and my breath stalled. He stood just past the entrance, sin incarnate in a black coat and fitted jeans, knuckles raw and bruised like he'd punched God in the mouth and walked away with a smirk. Jet black hair that was thick and tousled, like he'd just run his fingers through it after doing something he shouldn't have. A sliver of tattoo ink peeked out from beneath his sleeves. His eyes are dark, unreadable, and already on me. He wasn't just looking. He was watching. I swallowed, pulse fluttering somewhere in my throat. He stepped up to the counter, calm and deliberate. His coat whispered when he moved. He smelled like rain and danger and something expensive. My fingers trembled as I reached for the register. "Hi," I said, voice a little too soft. "What can I get for you?" His gaze flicked to the menu, then back to me. "Black coffee," he said, low and sure. "Large." No hesitation. No smile. Just velvet and violence. I tapped in the order and tried to keep my hand steady and shoot him a genuine smile.
"Name for the order?"
He didn't look away. Not even for a second. His voice dipped lower like a secret being slipped behind my ear. "Cade." Something in me stuttered. The register beeped. Behind me, Emily stopped humming.
"But Cade?"
He didn't move. He just stood there, patient and precise, like he already knew exactly what he had just done to me. The moment I passed him the cup, his fingers brushing mine, cool and calloused, I stepped back like I hadn't flinched. But I had. He took it slowly, wrapped one hand around the paper cup like he was tasting the temperature through the lid. Then he turned without another word and walked to the far corner table back to the wall, eyes on everything. Eyes on me. I pretended not to notice. Pretended I couldn't feel it. He didn't check his phone. Didn't scroll. Didn't even take his coat off. Just sat there in the dark corner of my safe little cafe, sipping his coffee like he'd ordered it only to watch me work. "Okay. Okay. Breathe. She's here. She's breathing. She's standing. She's in one piece and she's not crying or throwing things or calling 911. Yet. Also, Bear is massive up close. Bigger than I remembered. Like, way bigger. Possibly part demon. Possibly plotting to separate my femur from my knee in one clean snap. Do not show fear. Show confidence. Show charm." I keep my eyes on Annie, even though my peripheral vision was 95% dog of death. My legs wanted to tremble. My hands wanted to shake. But she was looking at me. Like I wasn't some ghost behind a screen anymore. Like I was real. I hadn't realized how badly I wanted that until now. She looked pale. She looked scared, and she looked perfect. God, I was quivering. I took a step closer, trying to sound breathless when I mumbled, "Your, shower pressure sucks, by the way." She blinked. I gave her the sheepish smile. "Like, not terrible, just weak stream. You should probably clean the nozzle. Calcium buildup." Silence.
"Cool. Nailed it."
Her gaze flicked past me to the counter, where I had, in hindsight, left a few things out. Phone, keys, knife, lockpick kit, wallet, another small knife. Okay, yeah, it looked bad. She opened her mouth. I panicked. "Shit. No, I wasn't going to use the knife on you. I carry it for work, like a tool, and like a really sharp spoon. It's for slicing things, not people. I mean, I have sliced people, but, like, not today. Well, yesterday, before you rudely blocked me, I was helping the governor. Whoops. And obviously, I'm not going to use it on you, unless you ask. That's weird. Forget I said that. She stared at me. I wanted to melt into the floor. Bear growled low and deep, like he was about to slice something and it wasn't going to be metaphorical. I held up my hands. Can we, start over? She tightened her grip on Bear's leash. The movement was tiny, barely there, but I felt it like a shove to the chest. She didn't trust me. Not yet. My eyes flicked down before I could stop them. Just once. A split second. She was maybe 5'2", soft, curvy, probably 200, maybe 215 pounds, if I was guessing from the way her sweatshirt hung to her hips. And yes, I'd guessed before, in my head, several times, sometimes while eating string cheese at 3 a.m., staring at her selfies and, Jesus Christ, focus! I almost whimpered. She's beautiful. But then she shifted, like she felt me looking, like she already knew what I saw and hated me for it. Her fingers fidgeted with the leash, her shoulder curled inward, and that warm flush started creeping up her neck like shame. No, 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 don't do that. She thought I was judging her. She didn't know I wanted to kneel for her.